From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Banking industry should not overlook small businesses. Minister highlights importance for health checks for brides and grooms. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged the banking industry to not neglect the funding for micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, amid high lending and net interest margins of banks. As quoted by Antara, the president, at the 2023 Financial Services Industry Meeting in Jakarta on Monday, pressed for MSMEs to be given the maximum possible funding support while still prioritizing the precautionary principle. He emphasized that the growth of MSMEs is important since they are one of the strengths of the Indonesian economy. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, has highlighted the importance of health checks for prospective brides and grooms to support efforts to accelerate stunting reduction. As reported by Antara, according to Minister Muhajir Effendi in a statement released on Monday, through health checks, the physical health and reproductive health of prospective brides and grooms will be known. Effendi expressed the hope that through health checks, anemia can be prevented in prospective brides. Next, we have the new Indonesian capital, Nusantara, that could host the 79th Independence Day ceremony in 2024, provided its development progressed smoothly according to schedule. This was pointed out by Nusantara Capital Authority Head Bambang Susantono at a hearing meeting with Commission 9 of the House of Representatives on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The authority had called for support and prayers for the smooth development of the new capital. With 559 days to go before August 17, 2024, he affirmed that his site is continuing to optimize the work plans of the Nusantara Capital Authority to implement Law No. 3 of 2022 on the national capital. The last national news comes from the Indonesian government's investment policy will remain focused on downstreaming the industries of 21 commodities to attract a total investment of about $500 billion by 2040. This was conveyed by Investment Minister Bahlil Hadalia during a working meeting with Commission 6 of the Indonesian House of Representatives on Monday, as quoted by Antara. His ministry has categorized the future investment needs of 8 priority sectors, namely minerals, coal, oil, natural gas, plantations, marine, fisheries, and forestry. Now we move to the international news. Rescuers are battling heavy rain and snow as they race against the clock to find survivors of a devastating earthquake in southeast Turkey. As reported by BBC.com, more than 4,300 people were killed in Turkey and over the border in Syria when the quake struck in the early hours of Monday. The World Health Organization has warned the toll may rise dramatically as rescuers find more victims. Many people in the disaster zone are too scared to return to buildings. The 7.8 magnitude tremor struck at 4:17 a.m. on Monday local time at a depth of 11 miles near the city of Gaziantep, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. We continue with Singapore that has offered condolences to Turkey and Syria over the deadly earthquake that struck the two countries on Monday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the death toll from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake had topped 2,300 by Monday evening Singapore time. We end the news with technology that could provide the sustainable solutions required to combat climate change and drive forward an inclusive clean energy transition, experts said on the sidelines of the LEAP 23 conference in Riyadh on Monday. As reported by ArabNews.com, governments and businesses worldwide are responding to rising global temperatures by pledging to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. However, many experts believe these commitments can only be realized through the adoption of new technologies. At the second edition of LEAP, a four-day annual tech convention, climate scientists rub shoulders with industry leaders to explore how technology can help mitigate or even reverse the effects of climate change. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here's the commentary about one century of Nahdlatul Ulama. On Tuesday, February 7th, 2023, Nahdlatul Ulama, or abbreviated as NU,
celebrate the centenary of the largest and most influential Islamic organization in Indonesia. Muhammadiyah, which was founded in Yogyakarta, and NU, which was born in Jombang, East Java in 1923, worked hand-in-hand to build the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia from the colonial times, the War of Independence, post-independence, until now. The centennial celebration of NU is held in Sidoarjo, East Java, and attended by President Joko Widodo. There is something unique about this year's celebration because it is held for 24 hours. Deputy Secretary General of Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board, Najib Azka, said this year's peak event takes place for 24 hours in Sidoarjo, East Java. It aims to accommodate various segments of NU community. In addition, this event is also a strategy to manage mass flow. This is because, based on data received by the Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board, more than 1 million people who come from various cities on the island of Java and outside of Java attend the city of Sidoarjo in stages to enliven the centenary celebration of NU's anniversary. It is known that East Java is NU's main base on the island of Java. The traditional, populist, and simple model that characterized NU has become the main branding in its work in Indonesia. So when this NU's 100th year anniversary is held, all parties participate in making the event a success. Religious tolerance could also be felt in the commemoration. Several churches also broadcast the event by opening a big screen at the church parking lot to accommodate NU members who could not attend the event in person at Sidoarjo Delta Gelora Stadium. The church also opens a rest area for the members, and they are provided with food and drink, toilet facilities, and free Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, the other Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah, has prepared facilities for the congregation in their various educational and socio-economic facilities, such as three Muhammadiyah campuses in Sidoarjo, which have set up special posts with various services. Nahdlatul Ulama, with its traditional model and Pondok Pesantren Islamic Boarding School as its main base, has colored another meaning in the Indonesian statehood. Nahdlatul Ulama's strong influence in politics is marked by the establishment of political parties supported by Kiai or religious scholars in the reform era, as well as some of its cadres who are active in other parties and have contributed to the development of unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. In fact, the fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid, is the grandson of the founder of Nahdlatul Ulama. The long journey from naming the Nahdlin people to their traditional people to changing their forms to become more modern according to today's development is a challenge for NU scholars, including the Santri Islamic Boarding School students, in making their contribution to the country. The question is whether the NU clerics and their students are ready to face the current change in the mindset with the flow of technology and unlimited innovation without abandoning their traditionalism.
The story starts with the event on February 7, 1935, when Monopoly board game was created. Monopoly is one of the most popular board games in the world. The objective of the game is to dominate all the tiles on the board through buying, renting, and exchanging property in a simplified economic system. Each player rolls the dice in turn to move the pieces, and when the dice lands on a tile that is not owned by another player, the player can buy the tile according to the price listed. If the tile has been purchased by another player, then the player must pay a fixed amount of rent. Next event was in 1974, Grenada Independence. Grenada is an island nation located in the southernmost part of the Windward Islands, Caribbean,
Located about 161 kilometers to the north of Venezuela, Grenada is the second smallest country in the Western Hemisphere. The country of Grenada succeeded in gaining its independence from the United Kingdom on February 7, 1974. Grenada started being colonized by England in 1763. Today in history, with the event in 1992, the Maastricht Agreement was signed. The Maastricht Treaty, or the European Union Agreement, was signed on February 7, 1992 by the 12 member states of the European Community in Maastricht, the Netherlands. The Maastricht Agreement draft was drawn up at a European Council meeting in Maastricht City from 9 to 10 of December 1991. The Maastricht Agreement encouraged the formation of the Euro and created the three pillars of the European Union, namely the European Community, Common Foreign and Security Policy, and Justice and Home Affairs. And listener, that's today in history.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan dia. Siapkah kau bertahta di hatiku, hai cinta? Karena ini saat yang tepat untuk singgah di hatiku. Namun, siapkah kau tuk jatuh cinta tabu, kan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu, hingga tiada ragu, agar mulut bahwa aku inginkan kau ada.
Inginkan kau ada
di hidupku. Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia Explains Focuses on ASEAN Chairmanship 2023. Indonesia held a series of ASEAN Foreign Ministers Retreat meetings at the ASEAN Secretariat in Jakarta from February 2nd to 4th. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi chaired the meeting, which was held on February 4, 2023. It was the first meeting of ASEAN foreign ministers during Indonesia's chairmanship of ASEAN in 2023. The ASEAN foreign ministers' retreat meetings began with the ASEAN senior officials meeting on February 2nd and the 32nd ASEAN Coordinating Council on February 3rd. In this series of meetings, several agendas were discussed, including the priorities of Indonesia's chairmanship and follow-up on the results of the 40th and 41st ASEAN Summit in 2022. Indonesia's chairmanship raised the theme ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. It will encourage efforts to strengthen ASEAN cooperation in responding to various regional and global challenges, such as geopolitical rivalries, the ongoing impact of pandemics and natural disasters, financial crisis, energy crisis, and food crisis. Indonesia is also determined to maintain stability and peace in the Indo-Pacific region through a collaboration paradigm approach. The ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific is an Indonesian initiative adopted by ASEAN leaders in June 2019 and aims to maintain regional stability through partnership, dialogue, and cooperation. At the opening of the 32nd meeting of the ASEAN Coordinating Council on Friday, February the 3rd in Jakarta, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said the Indonesian Chairperson Coordinating Council meeting in ASEAN was held in the midst of global challenges that impact all countries, including the Indo-Pacific region. A number of challenges mentioned by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi included geopolitical, energy, financial, and ecological crisis. She also mentioned strong state feuds that have the potential to disrupt regional stability. Retno Marsudi also stated that within ASEAN, there is also the challenge of the Myanmar issue, which tests ASEAN's credibility. According to her, Indonesia has therefore launched a number of programs to overcome the existing challenges.
Indonesia chairmanship aims to strengthen ASEAN capacity to be able to address future challenges, to strengthen its unity, to implement the ASEAN Charter in its entirety, and to ensure ASEAN can navigate geopolitical dynamics in this region.
In addition to conveying the focus of Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN in 2023, on this occasion, the Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi also congratulated the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Timor-Leste, Adel Giza Magno, for the presence at the ASEAN Summit Ministerial Meetings in Jakarta. According to her, ASEAN countries welcome Timor-Leste's joining ASEAN as an observer and will prepare a roadmap for full Timor-Leste membership. That was My Indonesia Today.
terbatas pandangan mata, namun jelas kulihat kamu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Namang, a rice field center village that produces white rice and brown rice with a planting area of 53 hectares in one stretch. This village in central Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Islands, has local wisdom related to agriculture there. It is called Murok Jerami tradition. Murok Jerami is a tradition of eating with the people of Namang village in their fields and rice fields as a form of gratitude for the rice harvest. This hereditary tradition is used as an annual tourism agenda by the government of Central Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Islands Province. On January 30, 2023, the traditional Jerami Murok was held in Namang Village, Central Bangka, Bangka Belitung Islands, to mark the first harvest of paddy rice with a land area of up to 60 hectares. The traditional party this time involved the indigenous people of Mengkanau Urang Namang tribe. The procession began with traditional art performances and prayers to the Almighty for plants that thrive and can be harvested together. Rice plants, not only the harvest, which can be utilized, but also the straw, can be reprocessed for soil fertility. Local people also use straw to loosen field crops or sahang. After the performance of various traditional arts from Namang Village, the community gathered to have a meal together from village officials to ordinary people. Jerami Murok tradition will continue to be preserved as one of the characteristics and cultural resources in Central Bangka. According to the region of Central Bangka, Al Ghafri Rahman, Namang Village in 2023 will serve as one of the central tourist destinations in Central Bangka. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Kau sebut cinta, tak mungkin bisa melukai seperti yakinku juga begitu. Kau sebut cinta hanya bisa saling menjaga, menjaga hati agar bahagia. Cinta takkan pernah sanggup tuk menyakiti. Tak memisahkan kita.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is hotel stay. Next is a conversation entitled Ini Paspor Saya. Ini Paspor Saya, which means here is my passport. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and the hotel receptionist. Dev shows his passport to the receptionist. Let's listen to their conversation.
Boleh saya pinjam paspor Anda?
Ini paspor saya.
After listening to the conversation, I'll present phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, Ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means here is my passport. I'll say the words slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Ini. Ini, which means here is or this is. Paspor. Paspor, which means passport. Saya. Saya, which means I. Ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means here is my passport. Pinjam. Pinjam, which means borrow. Pulpen. Pulpen, which means pen. Boleh pinjam pulpennya? Boleh pinjam pulpennya, which means may I borrow the pen? Makanan ini. Makanan ini, which means this food. Apa nama makanan ini? Apa nama makanan ini? Which means, what's the name of this food? In the conversation, you heard the phrase, ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means, here is my passport. In that sentence, there is the word ini. Ini, which means here, is or this is, followed by the expression paspor saya. Paspor saya, which means my passport. To show something with the intention of handing it over, you can use the word ini. Ini, which means here is or this is, then followed by a word or expression that states something is handed over. For example, paspor, paspor, which means passport. Other examples. Apart from showing something with the intention of handing it over, the word ini, ini, which means here is used just to show something. So let's listen about it in the following conversation. Boleh pinjam pulpennya? Boleh pinjam pulpennya, which means can I borrow the pen? Ini pulpennya. Ini pulpennya, which means here is the pen. In that phrase, the word pulpennya, pulpennya, which means the pen,
is used to show and hand over the pen. Apa nama makanan ini? Apa nama makanan ini? Which means, what is the name of this food? Ini ketoprak. Ini ketoprak. Which means, this is ketoprak. In this phrase, the word ketoprak is used to indicate that the food name is ketoprak. In addition to passport, identity for foreigners who have lived for 1 year in Indonesia is a KITAS. KITAS is an acronym in Indonesian for Limited Stay Permit Card. The validity period must be renewed every year. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Boleh saya pinjam paspor Anda?
Ini paspor saya.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Ini paspor saya. Here is my ulang. Ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means here is my passport. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana? Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan. Banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan. Berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah. Meski saya aku sudah dewasa, aku sudah kecewa, memang tak sekuat yang kukira. Aku tetap bernafas, meski sering tercekam. Aku tetap bernafas, meski aku tak merasa bebas. Aku
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Lembaga Adat Melayu by Datuk Wan Gamal Yardi. The song Lembaga Adat Melayu was composed by Abdul Razak Al-Bentani. Its lyrics tell about the Malay customary institution, which functions as the national umbrella that protects the community and community organizations on Malay land. According to the songwriter, the Malay Customary Institution is also a place for old customs, heritage, and Malay teachings to live on in Malay lands, so that Malay customs are protected and maintained. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Lembaga Adat Melayu by Datuk Wan Gamal Yardi. Enjoy the song!
Sampai akan ada. Hei Melayu, marilah bersatu menjadi tuan di negeri bertua. Hei Melayu, kini saatnya tiba untuk kita saling membahu. Lembaga adat Melayu menjaga marwah payung negeri.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. and stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id. Thank you.